One of the priorities of the American administration ruling Iraq has been to reconstitute a viable Iraqi police force. Since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, little more than half of the country's pre-war police officers are back to work. This week, the U.S.-led administration announced plans to put 28,000 new recruits through intensive training at a U.S. base in Hungary. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
Commissioner Abid Mohammed and his seven-man squad of Iraqi police officers spend their days checking driver's licenses and searching vehicles at a checkpoint in a posh Baghdad neighborhood. Only half of Mohammed's men have been supplied with the badges and bright blue uniforms of Iraq's new police force. And because of shortages at headquarters, some of Mohammed's officers are down to the last bullet in their pistols. And yet locals like Mundell Abdul-Jabbar, who just had the trunk of his car searched, say they prefer Iraqi police to the much better equipped American soldiers.
The American soldiers don't know how to deal with us. They don't know our country, and they don't know the people. But the Iraqi police officers are like my brothers. We speak the same language, and I respect them.
For the past 4 months, the U.S. administration that rules Iraq has been working to put a native face on law enforcement, and to some degree, it's worked. When former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik arrived here last May to run the Interior Ministry, there were only 4 functioning police stations in Baghdad. Now he has 39,000 police officers throughout Iraq back on the job. He's trying to put them all through a refresher course.
Basically, that's to teach them the principles of policing in a free and democratic society. It's to teach them that physical abuse and death and torture is not a part of an interrogation or an interview. It's to teach them concepts and principles of patrolling. You have to put them through this training.
Before the war, entry-level police officers made less than $30 a month. Many worked side jobs as taxi drivers and carpenters. The U.S. administration has quadrupled their salaries. This week, Kerik unveiled a plan to add more than 20,000 additional police officers to the force by sending new recruits to intensive 8-week training programs at a base in Hungary. This is a long-term proposal, though. For now, the U.S. administration is struggling to provide Iraq's police officers with the resources to do their jobs. U.S. military police are working side by side with the Iraqi police at this station in Baghdad's Khadimiyah district. Colonel Adil Kamil is grateful for the help. Look at my office, he says. Before, I didn't even have a fan. Now the police stations have been rebuilt, and we have air conditioners, new desks, furniture, and even computers. U.S.-Iraqi cooperation in law enforcement hit a low point 2 weeks ago when Chief Sergeant Hamza Mehsin and 2 of his colleagues were involved in a high-speed chase and gun battle with suspects in a van that was racing down a highway.
During the chase, someone shot us from behind and hit my partner who was sitting in the back seat. I pulled over and there was a U.S. tank next to the highway. My lieutenant got out of the car with his hands raised and his uniform on. The American soldiers shot him in the head, right above his eye. I told them we were police, but they beat me to the ground and began kicking me, and then took me to a detention center.
Chief Kerik says he's trying to improve communications to bring an end to what he calls blue-on-blue incidents. Like American soldiers, he says his police have also become the targets of guerrilla-style attacks.
We've had constant attacks in Baghdad on the police stations. It hasn't deterred them. They get frustrated at times, they get annoyed, they get angry at the people that's doing this.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.